Perek Yutes deals with the Chaluka, combination of Yerusha between Shimon and Yehuda. So the way the pasuk reads, Vayetze Agoiro Hasheni L'Shimon L'Mate B'nei Shimon L'Mishpachosam V'Hinach Losam B'Soich Nachlas B'nei Yehuda. So really, it's the pasuk should just say, if you look at the other psukim, if in order to flow with a pattern, it should just say Vayetze Agoiro L'Shimon L'Mate B'nei Shimon. Instead, it starts Vayetze Agoiro Hasheni L'Shimon. And then we find that Yehuda ended up giving part of their chelek to Shimon, to Shevet Shimon. So the Goyen actually, the Goyen in Aderes Eliyahu, Ala Torah, the Goyen is Oymer on this. The Goyen says a very big chiddush. The Goyen says like this, B'soich nachlas b'nei Yehuda, Hainu shaloi notlu chelek be'eretz Yisrael. They didn't take a chelek, meaning Shimon, Shevet Shimon didn't get their own chelek in Eretz Yisrael. They were riding on Yehuda's shoulders. And he explains why. Mishum kilas Yankiv Avinu. Yankiv Avinu gave a klola. Yaakov said, Or apam, achalkim bi Yaakov, afitzim bi Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu in Parashas Vayechi seems to give Shimon and Levi a shtickle klola. He says, Or apam, and he ends the pasuk by saying, achalkim bi Yaakov, afitzim bi Yisrael. So the way he learns is, the Goyen, Achalkein B'Yaakov, is talking about Shevet Shimon, meaning they're going to get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, but it's going to be together with somebody else. Achalkein B'Yaakov, that's how the Goyen reads the words, meaning Shevet Shimon, they're not going to get their own chelek, but they'll get a chelek in somebody else's chelek. And V'afitzein B'Yisrael, I'll spread them out in Klal Yisrael, that means no chelek. He says they're Shevet Levi. Tremendous chiddush. The Ramban, Al Chumash, the Ramban also says similar to the Gaon. Similar idea to the Gaon. Now the Klal Yisrael learns differently. So at least according to the Gaon, we understand. Shimon got a klola from Yankiv Avinu. Right? Assuming it was a klola. He got penalized. We'll call it penalized. He got penalized by Yaakov Avinu. That he's not going to get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael independently. Achalkein b'Yaakov. So therefore, Shimon didn't get their own chelek. And that's what the pasuk means here. Vayetze nachlosim b'soich nachlas b'nei Yehuda. And Levi got zero. I mean, you have the Orei Levim, which isn't really their own cities. They have to allow Reitzchim to go there. It's not really their own cities. He says, that's the pasuk v'afitzim b'Yisrael. Now the Klal Yisrael is not like the Goyen. Klal Yisrael learns that actually Shevet Shimon got two chalakim. Quite interesting, because the Gaon is learning that this was some kind of penalty. Right? The Klal Yisrael says they got two chalakim, which means Shimon Levi, Shimon got their own chalak, and they also got part of Yehuda's chalak. Klal Yisrael zokt azeh, Vayetze agoyer l'asheni l'shimon, l'matei b'nei Shimon. He says, what is this double lashon? L'lamdenu shenachlas shevet Shimon hayashoyne mikol ha'shvatim. It was different. In what way? Shekulam natlu chelkem b'shaveh l'lo yafroda. The other shvatim got one chelek. V'ilu Shimon notal b'shnei mitzorim. Says the Klal Yisrael that Shimon got two chalakim, two boundaries. One chelek ha'echad hayazeh b'seich nachlas Yehuda. V'achelek ha'sheni not luhem levado. Says the Klal Yisrael, v'anachelo shenoflo b'soich b'nei Yehuda imer v'yotze agor l'asheni l'shimon. V'anachelo shenoflo l'atzmom l'matei b'nei Shimon l'mishpachos. So the way the Klal Yisrael reads the pasuk, the goyro l'asheni, that's referring to the extra piece that Shimon got in Nachlas B'nei Yehuda. So actually, L'chor, according to the Klei Yoker, it's Moshe Kapoya. Comes out that Shimon got more. Shimon got an additional piece. Yaakov Avinu said, how can be Yaakov to go in and saying it was a penalty? That they only got a chilek together with Yehuda. According to the Klei Yoker, it's Mamash Min HaKotzer HaKotzer. According to the Klei Yoker, they got two chalokim. And when the Pesach says that they got a chilek sheni, it's almost like Bechoira. By a Bechoira gets an extra chilek. Shimon got a chilek sheni together with Yehuda. The obvious question is that the Gaon, we understand. There was a penalty. But a prize? How can be Yaakov, they get a prize? Why are they getting a prize? Yaakov says, or apam ki oz. So why are they getting a prize? So that needs clarity. Another question that you can ask here on the Pesukim is, I understand why Shimon didn't get the regular Yerusha. Either as a penalty, the way the Goyen is learning, or as the Kleyoko is learning some kind of bonus, which we'll have to see what the bonus is. But why is Yehuda the one to give out the bonuses? Meaning, why did it come out of Yehuda's chelek? Yehuda's malchus. Why is Yehuda the one? Either everybody should, either there should be a little piece given by everybody, right? It's not so practical, maybe. But why is Yehuda, why is he the one? Why is he the one, even according to the Klei Yoker, that somehow Shimon got an extra piece, which we don't know why, right? It sounds like it's a choyte nisker. They're getting rewarded. Achal can be Yaakov, according to the Klei Yoker, means, in addition, they'll get a chaluk in there, so like everybody else. And achal can be Yaakov, they're going to get a... How does that fit with Oro Apom? Oro Apom, achal can be Yaakov. Sounds like Oro Apom, and I'm going to give them reward. Strange. But okay, that's one hurdle. But why Yehuda? Achal can be Yaakov. Why Dafka Yehuda? Why is Yehuda stuck with this extra, giving this piece away? That must be there must be something to be taught, learned from this. So I think that there's really a simple lesson. I'm going with the Klei Yoker's approach, and I think that there's maybe a simple lesson. And the simple lesson is like this. Bechlal Yaakov Avinu's klolos, as far as we know, he didn't give out any klolos. My Rebbe Rabbi Yankov Zatzal always used to say, it says in the Pasuk Beferish, after all the Yaakov Avinu's statements, it says, "Ish ki berchosoi berachosai." So Rabbi Yaakov was medayik that the psukim are testifying that there was no curses here. Yaakov only gave a bracha to each kid. Some of them don't sound like a bracha. Ruvain, Pachas Kamayim, Shimon Velevi, Achim, Klei Chomos. Doesn't sound like a bracha. But Rabbi Yaakov said, "Lamais." It ends by saying, "Ish ki berchosai." He gave each one a bracha. So he says it's a bracha. He had a fascinating pshat, Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yankov said, everybody has koiches. Everybody has koiches, everybody has chaschoines. He says, Yaakov Avinu, in his brochas, he was guiding them how to use their koiches. And if he said that Shimon Velevi had a chesaron, that they ran out quickly and they killed out the city of Shechem, and maybe they shouldn't have done that, that was a chesaron. But Rabbi Yankov said he was capturing the Maila too. They had a Maila. The Rai is, take a look at Rashi over there on the Pasuk, Achal can be Yankov, Afitzim Yisrael. Fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, I will make from them Malam de Tinoikas. If you look at Rashi. Klechomos Mechor Yisrael. Sounds like Yaakovinu saying, that murderous behavior. And what does he say? Achal can be Yaakov, Afitzim Yisrael, says Rashi. I'm going to make from them Malam de Tinoikas. L'chayr, you don't look for Malam de'tinoik as murderers. Right? L'chayr. What's a pshat in them? So Rabbi Yankov said a gewaldig vort. Rabbi Yankov said that when the Pasuk says that Shimon Velevi went out to kill the city of Shechem, what does it say? Shimon Velevi, Achei Dino. Zokt Rashi on the spot over there. Rashi says, Shimon Velevi ish harboy. Shimon Velevi, Achei Dina Ish Harba, Zok Rashi, Lefi Shemosu Nafshom Aleo, Nikru Achel. Zok Rashi, the reason why Shimon Velevi are called a brother, we knew they were the brothers of Dina. Why are they called the brothers of Dina? Because in this act, that they went out to kill the city of Shechem, they put themselves in danger. Since they put themselves in danger for their brothers, Nikru Achel. As I said, Kashi. Zogt Rabbi Yankov, in the same action, that maybe it was a little bit hasty, and maybe Yaakov Avinu, well, they should have asked a Shaila. But in that act lies a tremendous amount of self-sacrifice. Zogt Rabbi Yankov. So when people have that trait, that's the best trait to have to be a Malamed. You have to be ready to be Moisa Nefesh for the Talmidim. Elamai, if you're going to put all of them in one place, a bunch of, it could be dangerous. Achal can be Yankiv. I'm going to spread the mead throughout Klal Yisrael. But Lamai said that in that mead lies the mead of Malamed Tinekes, which fits with this idea that I'm telling you, that he gave a bracha to each one. Each one of them got a bracha. It comes out, L'chaira, that Shimon and Yehuda have a certain Tzara Shoveh. I'll explain to you what the Tzara Shoveh is. With another Yosef from Rabbi Yankov. Okay, Yosef, we're holding in the month of Rabbi Yankov's Yoltzeit. I'll tell you another Yosef that Rabbi Yankov said. Rabbi Yankov said that the Yosef of a Melech, right, similar to a Malama Tinoikis, the Yosef of a Melech is, he can never think as an individual. He can't think as an individual. That's the aside. I just, Mamish wrote this morning. Somebody asked me for a message for a married couple. I wrote them a little couple of notes. I said, the aside of a marriage is you stop thinking like an individual. The biggest challenge of getting married is you have to stop thinking as an individual. You're not an individual anymore. That's gone. Ad mev eslim, that's gone. You're not an individual anymore. You can't think as an individual anymore. You have to think as a union. A melech is a public figure. There is no self. The Rambam uses the lashon hamelech hu leiv ha'am. He's the heart of the people. He's not an individual. Rabbi Yankov said mamash go'ina shavart. He said that's the reason why Malchus Yehuda came always through Yibum. Think about it. Yudin Tamar. This does a I, right? It's a little bit of a strange story. The whole story with Yudin Tamar is a bissel modern, right? One of those parashis hard to read, right? But that was Yibum. That was Yibum. And when Oynon didn't want to do proper Yibum, Kiloy Lo Yi Azara, the Ebishter killed him. He died, right? Ends up, from that Maisa Yibum comes Peretz. From Peretz comes Boaz. Ultimately, Avi Shavi David. What was Boaz? Same thing. Yibum. Yibum with Rus. Not a regular Yibum. Different type of Yibum. But Yibum. Bianca said, also Pshat. He said, because what's Yibum? Yibum is a union that's only there to be making shame for a brother. Every guy goes to the chuppah, he's going to build his home. You go to every chasana. What's the chosn doing? He's walking down to the chuppah to build his home. Yibum is the only marriage you have where you're walking down to the chuppah to build your brother's home. Even in Beis Achiv. So to Bianca, if that's Malchus. In order to have Malchus, it has to come from a union where that's built for somebody else, not for yourself. That's the seeds of Malchus. Kemen Zogin, very poshut. This was the trait of Yehuda and Shimon. And the male in the Chalukos Haaretz, the Eibishter made that Yehuda should take part of his chelik, give to his brother. Because that's Yehuda's mission, Al Malchus. I asked Yekasha, why Yehuda? And it also explains what the bonus that Shimon got. Shimon's bonus was, Lefi Shemos Onav Sheolehon. So Shimon was the recipient, and Yehuda was the one to see to give the recipient because he's the melech. Okay.